Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Back with the official Talk Radio Countdown program. This is no secret. There are people everywhere talking about this program. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I hear countless times during the week that this, and from some professionals in the business who listen to you and I, they think this is the best radio that I do of all the things that I do. They like listening to you and me do the countdown every week.
That's amazing. So I've been walking around keeping it quiet. I thought it was a secret. You told me that you don't want anybody not to know that we do this.
Your radio is based on having as few listeners as possible.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Well, you say they're people, professionals, so you pay them to listen. Is that what you're saying? They're professionals?
Well, actually, in a way, yeah. This one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
So I could tell my family and friends that I do this?
Yeah.
Great.
I would.
Oh,
and if I would ask
you, I feel like
you,
I'm coming out of the radio closet.
Yes, I think you probably are. Okay. You've awoken, so to speak.
Let's use every cliche we can.
Exactly right.
About current events.
So, you know, if I were to ask you, though, which one of all of the programs that I do every week, you would say it was the American Family Farmer. That's what you like best.
First of all, I think you're a wonderful broadcaster, and I think it's borne out by
how many years I've been doing it.
and people that are listening to this, whether they're few or many, they're listening to it because they're listening to you. And, you know, I'm kind of like a cherry on the sundae. But the fact is that in terms of you as a person, because I've known you for a long time, I think that your work on the American Family Farmer is not necessarily my favorite Doug Steffen show or your best one. I think it's the one that utilizes your passions and skills most productively in terms of the country, in terms of the marketplace.
What help it brings to people, amongst other things.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I think
that's what we're here to do.
Yeah,
right?
I think that agriculture. But I think agriculture is a overlooked area of the society and the economy. So
we're not thinking about our food sources. We're not thinking about our health and well-being. No, we're not.
So I always encourage you to pursue that in all of your work because you are an outspoken, experienced expert in it. But I also like the fun side of you, and I also like the side of you that thumbs your nose at tradition. Shall we do the stories?
Please. Yes, let's not thumb our nose at the reason we're here. Please.
Well, you do that all the time.
Thank
you're like
you.
Casey, you're like Casey Kasem saying, and now we're going to work our way up to number one. But we've heard that
dance
so many times.
It's a countdown extra.
Hey, listen up. I'm going to imitate Casey Kasem. Don't talk over me. At number 10, have records even for the imitation. At number 10, King Charles III, his coronation. At number 9,
did you watch that? Wait a minute, hold on a second. Did you watch any of that?
Yeah, I did, but not live. I slept on Saturday morning, and then I watched.
Wait, you like, at 2 o'clock?
I watched the part where they put the crown on his head.
Yeah. Good.
And I'll give you 10 more
big
seconds
head
on it. I'm astonished that they get away with that.
How do you mean?
In the UK. That they get away with that nonsense.
Well, with all the pomp and circumstance, they love it.
It's wonderful nonsense.
They love it.
He loves it. But but taking a couple of, as we used to say in Brooklyn, altacockers, and
I don't want to know what that means.
A couple of altacockers, and sticking these giant crowns on their head. Think about it. There's the picture of Charles and Camilla. Queen Camilla and King Charles III with their outfits on, and it's astonishingly silly. Mm. But I respect it.
The only one who gets that is Harry.
Yeah.
Apparently,
he's another piece of work. Mm-hmm. So I checked it out a little bit to spend hours watching that. You got to be kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
King Charles III's coronation was 10. Artificial intelligence, otherwise known as AI, but it always makes me crazy because it reads like Al. Whenever you say it looks like Al Concerns, at number 9. Mm-hmm. The Russia-Ukraine war is 8. Number 7, the COVID emergency has been declared over. Now we can run around without our masks on and feel confident. The bugs have been
running naked in the streets. We are now.
Yeah.
It's, no more shots necessary.
In a manner of speaking. At number 6, deadly Texas shooting. At number 5, Biden family investigation. Number 4, Santos charged.
Is Santos coming to town?
Right.
Georgie Santos coming to town.
Do you believe him?
It shows you the state of the American electorate that some boob... How many other boobs do we have in American politics, whether it be nationally or locally? How many people like this who are so... the right word for him? He's a malcontent, malfeasance. He's just mal.
He's a mal. You know what he is? He's a malboob.
Malboob.
That's good. Malboob.
Like new word.
Yeah. Yep. At number three, we have the debt ceiling. At number 2, we have Trump's legal battles, and that is tied at number 2 with that event that took place on CNN this week, the CNN town hall.
The television
political event.
Yes.
And number 9, the issue with migrants and immigration at number 1. On our 10 list, we have at number on our people list, rather, we have a 10 list. We have at number 10, King Charles III and Prince Harry, whom you mentioned, are tied at number 10. Vladimir Putin at 9, James Comer at 8, George Santos at 7, Kevin McCarthy at 6. Number 5 is Alejandro Mayorkas. At number 4, E. Jean Carroll. Caitlin Collins is 3. Number 2 is Donald Trump, and number 1 is Joe Biden. And another week in the history books.
All right. So let's tie number 3 on the people list, Caitlin Collins, to town hall, which is number 2. Where did this woman come from? I never heard of her before. How did she get the job of doing the town hall with Donald Trump? Was this a setup?
She's 31 years old. She's an up-and-coming star at CNN. She has got pretty strong journalistic credentials. She's very nice-looking in terms of telegenic. And she is with Poppy Harlow, and on that morning show on CNN Don Lemon just got fired from.
Okay, so...
That's who she is.
I think she should be fired because I think she made this too much about her, which is the problem with so-called journalists today. They make it about them. She's trying to do the gotcha stuff, and Trump made her look foolish. I didn't, but there was nothing about the Trump thing that I thought was exciting. He does his usual name calling and look at me, I'm here, yada, yada. But then she made it easy for him to be him because of her trying to be the star of the show. And do you agree with my assessment?
No, I don't. I find it interesting.
Okay.
I can't disagree with your assessment because that's your assessment.
Yeah.
This is all subjective.
That's true.
I don't have an assessment. I find this whole thing very sad. So when I watch things like this, I get very depressed. Is not the word. Sad is the word.
Mm-hmm.
I think that. Doing what she tried to do and come out of it with dignity and credibility as a tough moderator who is going to call people on the facts and as she knows them, etc., is a very daunting task. So I have to say what you're saying is probably the result of either ill planning on the part of the CNN managers and directors who put this thing together, or the nature of the times.
How can you not know what Donald Trump or how he's going to respond to questions like that? How can you not know he's going to take, as soon as you mention E. Jean Carroll, he's going to take a shot at her. And by the way, she says she's going to sue him again because of what he said in the town hall meeting.
That could turn that into a series. That show could run for 10 years, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
CNN is in a very awkward place right now in terms
They're
of
grabbing.
What I call positioning, you know, Everybody jockeys for positions. It's like a race, and everybody's trying to run in everybody's lane and push people out of the way in terms of these news organizations. Yeah. And that's what's going on. We're seeing jockeying for position as things are in flux in terms of all of these different news outlets running their race in their lane. They're not staying in their lane. And CNN's trying to decide where they want to position themselves in terms of taking advantage of the severe partisanship and polarization and fractionalization that is afflicting the American population.
That's why I like News Nation, frankly, of the TV shows that are around. I don't watch news. I don't watch these other channels. But in the evening, I often take in Cuomo for a little bit, and Dave Matthews, I think is the other guy's name, and Banfield. She's, I think they do a very good job with the news. Hello, what a concept.
A very good friend, when I say friend, somebody I've known for years and that you've known for years, Lee Harris, who went
to work for them. Yeah.
Is going to work for them in New York.
Yeah.
Why that's a big deal, folks, in terms of talk radio, news radio, is he had one of the most enviable jobs, and he did it masterfully.
Fabulous. My God, what a great, broadcaster extraordinaire.
Morning host on WINS in New York, which is almost as big, maybe bigger than being the mayor of New York.
Yeah, right. The morning news station.
Yep.
Yeah. For 30 years he did it.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
And they hired him he's also a genius when it comes to technology. He is one of those.
He
he's always
his own
talkers. Yeah, he's fabulous.
Yeah,
and we always engage in a great conversation every time we have a talkers convention. I love seeing him, listening to his stories about what's going on. And he's very smart because he turns around and wants to know what I'm doing, which I think is cool. Good, smart guy. Good for him. It's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, and as the aforementioned American Family Farmer Show was promoted by Michael Harrison, he'll be the special guest on the American Family Farmer this week, talking about two Angus heifers. So if you want to hear that, you can tune into the American Family Farmer here on most of these same stations that carry the countdown. How about that?
Wow.
Heifers. Yeah. Big time. Heifer.
What is a heifer? Is a heifer,
heifer is a female unbred cow. Yes.
Unbred.
Well, actually, they're considered heifers till they calf the first time, and then they're cows. There are calves, there are heifers, and there are cows.
Wow.
All the same species are in the same pew. It's just their age and size.
And what are bulls?
Bulls are the male of the species.
Now, can a bull decide to become a cow?
No. Not he can decide that he wants to have one of them, but he won't become one. He can become a steer when his testicles are removed. You can do that.
So a testicle-less bull is a steer. I always wonder what a steer is.
Yep, that's it. A steer is a male cow without any reproductive organs.
Got it.
Got it?
Yeah, okay, and I am smart enough to know that's where we should let it drop.
And, yes, we're finished. We're done now. All right, on the list, the story list this week, number 7 is the COVID emergency story, the end of the COVID emergency. So let's try this. There's a mixed reaction. People say, oh, come on, this is old news. But there's a side to the story about the people who have lost, through death from COVID, family members, friends. And this is the story. I think the other stuff is, you know, it's kind of nonsensical because we all know it's over. But then there's the behind-the-scenes story of the men and women who are struggling with what happened during the pandemic. And then there are those who lost their businesses because of the overreach, according to some. But it's, for me, I think the real story here to discuss is the tragedy of all the people's lives that were ended because of this, this bug that was released by the Chinese government.
Well,
You stopped me short, didn't it?
Well, you stopped me short because you've taken it in two totally different directions.
Yes, I have. Yes, right.
And I had to make a quick decision of which direction to pursue in my answer.
And I think the family
thing. I could have made the assumption that what you said is a fact and that the Chinese are behind it. And I could have said, those damn Chinese, and we could have talked about how bad China is. Or I could have said, no, that's not proven, and get into a whole conspiracy political debate with you. Or talk about the fact that regardless of how this thing started, it has left bittersweet feelings.
Scars.
And scars.
Oh, yeah.
That the announcement of the COVID officially being over has sort of opened the wounds that a lot of people feel having lost people. It's like, okay, we're moving on, and that's the end of that, but I lost my relative, I lost this person, I lost my business, my whole life has been disrupted, I'm off kilter now in terms of how I live, I have long COVID, I don't feel good, all of these different things that people feel. So when you hear this pronouncement in the news, it's over, it isn't really over. Just like when wars are over, you know, World War II, it's over, we celebrate, it takes a long time for it truly to be over for people whose lives were touched.
Some people, it's not over even yet. Japanese internment in California had created huge familial wounds that still, you know, you talk about the reparations of black people in America, there are a lot of Japanese that feel like they should be compensated because they were put into camps and there was no good reason for it, so they say. So
exactly.
Is that. All right, we're continuing with this extravaganza called the Talk Radio Countdown Show in a few moments. Here it's 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is everything.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says he'll meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other lawmakers on Tuesday as both sides work toward a debt ceiling agreement. With a June 1st deadline to raise the nation's debt limit approaching, economists have warned that a default could lead to a global financial crisis. The federal government may have numerous critics related to the southern border, but not the mayor of El Paso. Mayor Oscar Lesser said on CBS's Face the Nation, the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA, quote, really stepped up to get his city the resources they need. Turkey's President Erdogan appears headed to a runoff later this month based on Sunday's election results. Guardians of the Galaxy is atop the box office for a second straight weekend, earning more than $60 million. The Super Mario Brothers movie came in second. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now 34 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. No, it is neither. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talk Radio Roundup is the ancillary piece that goes with every week. We have 2 hours of discussion about the charts on talkers.com and also at goodnayshow.com. Right. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You had an oomph.
I'm providing you with little bumper sounds.
No.
But it's cool. Like, you know, you say something, you go, I make use of every ounce of sound available to me.
Good for you. All right, so let's talk about a couple of the characters that are on the list this week, shall we?
Yes.
You want to pick two characters? I'll have two characters I picked out already. You want to see if my characters agree?
Well, we had fun earlier this morning with King Charles III and his wife, the Queen. We already talked about them and Prince Harry. They're there. Mm-hmm. George Santos is an endlessly fascinating character for the purpose of this type of conversation. I find there Kevin McCarthy boring. E. Jean Carroll, I don't know the woman. And Caitlin Collins, we've already talked about. What can we say about Trump and Biden? Alejandro Mayorkas, I don't necessarily know much about him.
Good. I like pronouncing his name. That's the only useful
purpose. It's fun to have things, they roll off the tongue. You know, Alejandro Mayorkas.
Right.
But I guess George Santos is... Vladimir Putin, George Santos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. George Santos is taking money from Vladimir Putin to influence what goes on in America. Did you know that? It's everywhere.
You just touched on something that the journalists don't cover this enough. Mm-hmm. Where the hell did George Santos get all that money?
Where'd he come from?
Yeah,
where was he before he ran for Congress?
He's a deep fake.
Yeah, he is.
As a person, he's the result of 3D printing gone amok.
Yeah. But he's also a product of the system that allows, if not encourages, nutbirds like him and Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC and all these others on both sides that are fringe elements of their party at best. And yet they get in to positions of power and influence because people don't get the way the system works. And so these people become punchlines when in fact they are corrupting and ruining our government because they don't do their job. Their job, as far as they're concerned, is to take care of them.
But George Santos hides from the press, whereas AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene do everything they can to get attention. This guy is all I ever see is this goofy looking guy. Pardon that, because who am I to say?
He's goofy.
But there's something goofy about him running away from reporters.
Right.
Who ever saw a politician constantly running away from reporters? And he's shameless, and he's running again. Yeah. And he's now been indicted on 13 counts of fraud. $500,000 bond. Where did he get the money? Who's loaning that to him? But where did he get the money? Who is financing this guy?
That's George Soros.
Yeah, hey, George Soros, can we get a loan from George Soros?
Right.
He finances everything. Everything is George Soros.
This week, the people who like Trump started a rumor. And the rumor was based around George Soros. What's his first name? It is George, isn't it? Soros?
Yeah, it's George.
Yeah. Funding the DeSantis campaign. And so he's now known as DeSoros and not DeSantis. that one? Yeah. Oh, my God, these people. So anyway, even though DeSantis is not on the list this week, let's do a countdown extra with him talking about maybe he's smarter than we think he is, but I don't look upon him as being a very smart guy. When you take on Disney and somebody like Bob Iger, you're going to come out on the short end of the stick. He didn't
in Florida.
Yeah, right. So the poll that's out this week, there's a government, a YouGov poll that shows most Americans are not at all moved by Mr. DeSantis' anti-woke war against Disney, which is a centerpiece, so he thought, before all this blew up in his face, of his presidential campaign. He was going to try to convince voters that I care. Look at me. I'm taking on the biggest, most powerful entertainment corporation in the world. And yet he looks like a blubbering fool because at every turn, they win and he loses.
Yeah. Well, he's using the power of government to fight wokeness. Wokeness is a social problem. It becomes a political problem, but it's a social problem. There are much bigger issues that governors and presidents should deal with than the culture wars, which is low-hanging fruit to get people all riled up about crap that the government can't control anyway.
Right. And so, but taking on as he did, it just, for me, as I thought it through, it just seems
he's a megalomaniac.
That may be. That could very well be. Right. You know what else? We need to wish all moms listening to this program this weekend. It's Mother's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And so moms listening,
Apparently, there are a lot of people who are streaming this program, more women than men and more moms than dads. You got that out of looking.
You're kidding.
No. Well, why would I kid about something like that? Hmm. I kid about, you know, what Mother's Day. What I had a game on the air on the Good Day program about just asking your mother, trying to figure out what your mother's favorite things were. How about a, you know, a movie or a car or what's your, you know, that kind of stuff.
Wow, wow.
My pretty provocative, huh?
Raindrops on roses.
And yes, right. Okay, so number six this week has to do with the shooting in Texas, but I think this goes further than that. Let's go back to Florida for a moment, Michael, with your comments on the 13-year-old who was shot by a police officer in a gun battle. A 13-year-old had a gun and fired at a police officer. He was being chased through a residential neighborhood. The officer, one of them at least, got shot by this 13-year-old. Was in the hospital for several days. One officer was shot in the foot. This is, by the way, in Lakeland, which is between Tampa and Orlando, for those of you who don't know this area. Not far, actually, from where Dr. Ken is one of the participants in our Good Day program. So here, this guy, the officer hears gunshots, Michael, and he goes to investigate. And so he finds that a 13-year-old is chasing a 14-year-old, and a 19-year-old trying to protect the 14-year-old is shot by the 13-year-old. You following this so far?
Mm-hmm.
And so the chief of police says that they took out after, they didn't even know which one was the bad guy when they started chasing all these kids. They just heard the gunshots. And so the kid, instead of shooting the 14-year-old, or the 14-year-old was with the 13-year-old, I haven't quite figured this out yet, they start shooting, instead of shooting at the other kid they were chasing, they shoot at the police.
Mm-hmm.
And at 13 years old, you're a hardened criminal. Where do you get the gun?
Well, do you know any of the answers to these questions?
No, I'm asking you. You always have the answers.
Oh, well, I think, after thinking about this deeply, that it's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing. It's a bad thing. Funny. It's just ridiculous.
It's guns, bad. I've run out of words to describe this culture of violence that permeates our country, where now it's seeping into everyday activity by every person. People are afraid to go to the mall, go to a restaurant, go to the movies, go to a game, go to the theater, walk down the street. You don't know when it's going to come. You don't know from where it's going to come. And you don't know if it's going to come. This is terrible. And how do we turn this around? That's the question.
It is the question. Yep. And we spend more time talking about that and not trying to fix the problem, being amused by Donald Trump. Again, all the laughter and the mocking and the town hall thing. And maybe I'm making too much of this, except it troubles me because this has become the standard. He sets the standard for the conversation, for the interviews. He makes fun of people, called E. Jean Carroll a whack job, and then he tells the story kind of when he encountered her, and he said he owned the hotel next door, so why would I bring her into a dressing room in Bergdorf Goodman? Why would I just bring her next door to my hotel? I suppose there's a point to that, maybe.
Maybe she didn't want to go with him.
Well,
how would he bring her there, kicking and screaming?
Yeah.
I mean,
amazing.
Now listen, I'm going to rape you. Do you prefer the dressing room, or would you like to come next door to my hotel?
And the guy's running for president, and has been president. All right, more coming up.
And in the minds of many, he's still president.
Yeah, right, exactly. They want him to be. All right, we're going to talk about some of the nuance that's in Talkers Magazine. That's the reason that we're here in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Again, you can get the list of all of these stories, the official list, in order, gooddayshow.com, talkers.com. Right now, Good Day and Talkers, well, I don't know about Talkers, but Good Day and the Talk Radio Countdown Show want you to know about Balance 7. Balance 7 is something that will help you with lots of different problems. You got heartburn? acid indigestion. You've heard those commercials for years. Have you got acid indigestion? And then they'll offer a solution. Okay, so I have acid indigestion. I have problems with gluten. And I know this stuff works. Balance 7. So if you're wanting to balance, that's what they call it, balance 7. It's in the middle of the scale. It runs from 1 to 14. So balance 7 will put you right in the middle, balancing alkalinity and acidity in your body. If you don't have a healthy gut, you will not be a healthy person. So let's make you healthy. Let's have your body defend you and itself from anything that might attack you. Balance 7 will be your friend forever. Check it out. Balance 7, 800-793-9039. You mention my name, Doug, you will get $15 off your order. You'll get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin coming from the same producer. You get free shipping and, best of all, you don't like it, it doesn't work, get a money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose. 800-793-9039. Write that number down. Mention my name, Doug, and you get the extraordinary offer that I just outlined. 800-793-9039. Feel better with Balance 7.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
So back here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, highlighting one of the things that's going on in the next few weeks will be the annual Talkers Convention in New York. One of the people is going to be among the hundreds who will be featured. There's a fellow who is actually he's a supermarket guy who had lots of money. He decided to buy WABC Loves Radio. And wow, what a job he's done with that radio station, one of the great radio stations in our country, Michael. You agree?
Well, he's turned it into a success. It was suffering from, it was tarnished, worn out, you know, forgotten.
Yeah.
And he's bringing it back, and he's very active, and I don't know if he's a supermarket guy anymore. Now he's a radio guy who owns a chain of supermarkets because he's on the air, he does a show.
Yeah, he's there
And even though it's a big radio station, and with all due respect to the fabulous people that work there, he's sort of the ideological chief cook and bottle washer. His hands are all over everything on that radio station.
Right.
He seems to be having a ball. Seriously, though, he's going to be making a closing address at the Talkers Conference about AM radio and the automobile industry, which is a tremendous area of controversy.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Land with his master Charles Curry. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man on Movie Moments on the Good Day program. So we probably are celebrating what, Travolta's birthday, or he's growing new hair, or what's going on here?
Why do you assume?
Because I know you. All right.
I know.
So tell me that I'm wrong.
Pick your poison, but you're wrong. We play that music to Pulp Fiction because this day in movie history, May 12th. 1994, Pulp Fiction premiered at the Cannes Film Festival in France. Obviously, a big film for two reasons. One, it put Quentin Tarantino, you know, who had a movie called Reservoir Dogs, which was got him a lot of buzz, but this one really put him on the map. And John Travolta resurrected his once really good career from the 70s and early 80s and put him back on the map. And Travolta, after this film, Doug, got a ton of big $20 million picture paycheck. So it certainly. And here's this. 1994, in the same year, Pulp Fiction was released, Forrest Gump was released, Shawshank Redemption was released. Forrest Gump won the Oscar for Best Picture, but easily one of those three films could have won. I personally wish Shawshank won in the annals of history, because I love that movie. I think his movie's an amazing masterpiece. But I do like Forrest Gump tremendously, and I like Pulp Fiction also. Very much.
All right. For those who care When I want to see the movies, what there is, because I usually pick the offbeat stuff. There's a movie called Love Again with Priyanka Chopra, who's married to one of the Jonas Brothers.
You saw it?
No, but I want to. Celine Dion is in it. I want to see that, and I want to see Book Club, the next chapter, so that you know where my head's at when it comes to movies.
You're right. You're right in the target audience for that one. I'm just kidding.
Thank you. Well, isn't it interesting? Jane Fonda is everywhere.
But here's the thing. I was thinking about this. Hear me out. It's interesting how now Jane Fonda's doing every movie.
Everything. Right.
With this demographic, because there's a market for it. They shot this movie and produced, I think, for $20
million. Really?
For movie-making standard, not a lot of money. But it goes to show you that you can make movies for $20 million or less.
And they all are big stars that share. They all share in the other end of it. They all get paid up front.
Well, Jane Fonda, Diane Keaton's in this, Mary Steenburgen, who I like a lot, Candice Bergen.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if it makes a dent at the box office. It's not going to beat Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which actually I saw the other day, and I got to tell you, I actually really enjoyed it.
Did you?
It was emotionally very moving because they sort of closed a lot of the arcs because what they say is, this cast of characters are not going to appear like Chris Pratt. I think that's it for him in the Guardians franchise, Dave Bautista. But they ended it, I thought, really well. And Bradley Cooper's Rocket Raccoon, I thought, was excellent. The focal point of the story was on him. Good special effects. I just want to say one thing. J.J. Abrams, who directed Guardians of the Galaxy 3, all the Guardians, he's head of DC Warner Brothers. He's going to write and direct the next Superman movie, and my gut feeling, Doug, is he's going to deliver a really good film.
I've
got a really good feeling about that. One other thing of interest, I read yesterday, or it was announced, AMC Theaters is going to start producing or cultivating their own candy because the cost, they say, of like M&M's and Junior Mints or whatever, whoever they're getting supplies of, are way too high. What do you think of that?
I think that's crazy. It is crazy. It's crazy.
Right?
It's crazy. There's a new movie out called Blackberry.
Went up 33%. Good.
Yeah. I think I want to see that too. All right. Chucker's given us some good things to think about when it comes to movies and videos and stuff that's around here. 59 past here on Good Day.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m. I participate in...
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.